The way you react to Rob Reiner's movies may depend on how you react to unleashed puppy dogs. Do you want to sit in a theater for 2 hours having your face frantically licked? When Harry Met Sally is about a nice guy and a nice girl who meet in college in 1977, get to be great pals in the mid-80s, and finally, after a dozen years, realize they've been in love all along. Since the audience has realized the same thing almost before the movie begins, you have to wonder, what can Reiner do to keep his rickety vessel afloat after the plot has leaked out? Well, he can lick your face. For instance, he interrupts his story every so often for documentary-style scenes in which sweet, elderly couples, people who've been married 40 or 50 years, tell us how they met and how happy they've been ever since, all of which is cute for a while, until some of the couples start to sound scripted, whereupon you begin to think that since these people aren't as real as they first seemed, the least they could do is be a little funnier. As for Harry and Sally, well, they're sometimes funny, but they're never, ever real. Real people don't have conversations like this one.
You know, the first time we met, I really didn't like you that much.
I didn't like you.
Yeah, you did. You were just so uptight then. You're much softer now.
You know, I hate that kind of remark. It sounds like a compliment, but really it's an insult.
Okay, you're still as hard as nails.
I just didn't want to sleep with you, and you had to write it off as a character flaw instead of dealing with the possibility that it might have something to do with you.
What's the statute of limitations on apologies?
10 years.
Ooh, I can just get it in under the wire.
That dialogue is by screenwriter Nora Ephron, and I don't know about you, but there's only so much of it I can take. This isn't talking, it's quipping. And pretty soon the basis of Harry and Sally's friendship seems to be that, given any subject, these are two people who would rather come up with sitcom-y jokes about it than actually explore it and discover what one another thinks. When these two finally do tumble into bed together, we're meant to think that even though the sex was good and the mutual attraction remains, making love has somehow damaged their relationship. Suddenly they're not on speaking terms anymore. But why? Isn't the real reason for their post-coital rupture that the movie's plot requires an extra twist? This movie feels synthetic in the manner of one of those gimmicky plays that maunders around the dinner theater circuit for years, things like Same Time Next Year, or one of Neil Simon's more formulaic efforts. What Reiner and Ephron are really imitating, though, is not Neil Simon, it's Woody Allen, from the white-on-black credits and the jazzy pop standards on the soundtrack to the God We Love New York ambiance. This is a Woody Allen movie without Allen's bite and insight. When I heard Harry telling Sally that he dreamed he was making love while Olympic judges watched, I couldn't believe the movie's brazenness. Wasn't it in Bananas that Woody makes love while Howard Cosell does a sports show commentary on his performance? Billy Crystal, as Harry, delivers the jokes well, but he isn't a warm enough actor to make Harry someone worth caring about. On the other hand, Meg Ryan, as Sally, is a terrific actress, but her character, as written, is a tiny-minded prig. It's remarkable that Ryan can make her as appealing as she does. In spite of all this, and even though the friendship between Albert Brooks and Holly Hunter in Broadcast News covers the same ground much more deftly, When Harry Met Sally has, so far, been a huge success. From which I can only conclude that relations between the sexes are even worse than I thought. Anyone who really thinks that this is what a friendship between a man and a woman might be like has probably never been near one.